And as experts in your fields, you are in a unique position. You can become an expert in the application of AI to your discipline by just using AI until you figure out what it's good at and bad at. AI can explain concepts, as we've said, it can create learning activities, but only you can identify what's missing. You know, the subtleties, the nuances, the biases, the inaccuracies. By exploring AI's possibility in your own area, you are better equipped to point out its shortcomings or strengths to students and to guide them into thinking critically about its use. And that's really important because digital literacy shouldn't just be taught in a vacuum, or it shouldn't consist of just a one-off library sessions, because it is impacting every area of life and work. So, for example, in a class with students, you might ask AI to compare works with contrasting viewpoints and then guide students in assessing the AI's responses. Encourage them to identify biases, fact-check what the AI is saying, and see if they can find reliable sources to back up its arguments. In an engineering or design class, for example, you may ask students to use generative AI to brainstorm solutions for design challenges and then evaluate their feasibility or innovation, for example. In health classes, you could generate patient education materials with AI and then refine them based on evidence-based guidelines. As a librarian, I use AI to mimic students' tasks, such as finding information for assignments or checking reference lists, to assess AI's effectiveness for this task. I also experiment with specialized AI search tools like Edisit to better advise students on conducting literature searches.